Tom Giordano is online and on demand. Listen weeknights on the Big Talker 1210.
Let me bring Dr. Williams in. Dr. Williams, I don't want to gang up on you, but I have to tell you, I share Bill's point. This isn't just any vague guy on pro-choice where there's a lot of fudge room. This is a guy that is getting all the political benefit out of this, and I think he just snowed you guys at Notre Dame, and now he's split the Catholic vote by a masterful performance that was enabled by a great forum like Notre Dame.
Okay, well, let's talk about this, getting credibility out of your stands on the life issues. George Bush was elected in 2004 and in 2000 with the votes of millions of pro-life Catholics and evangelicals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in May 2005, he comes to Notre Dame. What does he talk about? Privatization of Social Security. Now, I bet, even George Bush is glad that that one went down in flames. But, if you're going to come to Notre Dame, why in the world do you talk about privatization of Social Security? Okay, if you're going to go on a political suicide mission, why don't you go on a political suicide mission on behalf of the unborn? We have had pro-life presidents or self-labeled pro-life presidents for 20 of the last 28 years, and what have they done? Virtually nothing.
Bill Donahue, let me ask, that is true. Would you agree?
Well, no, I wouldn't agree at all.
Wait a minute, Bill. I got to joust with you. Bill, let me phrase it for you, and I think Dr. Williams is right. What did George Bush actually do except around the edges here?
Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush both instituted a number of executive orders making it very difficult to extend abortion rights. And they've sustained the Hyde Amendment and everything else. They've appointed people to the United States Supreme Court who are decisively pro-life. They've done what they could within the law. If they've been blocked, well, I think there's a reason for that. There's another party out there as well. Look, 51% of the American people for the first time are now declared in the Gallup poll last week to be pro-life. You know what's winning the argument? It's not talking heads like me or anybody else. It's called technology. Sonogram. Pictures don't lie. The vector of change is moving our way, but it'll move our way despite the obstructionist of President Obama. I commended him last week when he said, we're not going to release the photos of the detainees. He gave conservatives on national security something palpable. What has he ever given the pro-life community besides rhetoric?
Let me ask you, Dr. Williams, at Notre Dame now, with all the bashing that's going on about Notre Dame and all, what is the big benefit, do you think, coming out of having the president there yesterday, in your view? What happened that's beneficial?
I think it was a tremendously positive experience. I think that he talked about his ideas. I realize that apparently I'm on a station where those ideas aren't very popular, but I really liked the way a point that was made about talking to people, the willingness to talk to people who disagree with you.
But I would make this point, and I know Bill Donahue probably would too, Dr. Williams. Mm-hmm. That's a great political. I see these guys. Donahue does too. I'm not sure you. I'm more cynical across the board of all of them. And this is a great political ploy. Come to Notre Dame, talk about reason, because reason is where people want to be. But then you have the most unreasonable position imaginable. And Donahue's right in what he said about partial birth abortion. Even if the child survives that, you still must let it expire to be logically in concert with the notion of choice. That's as radical as it gets.
Again, I would say, you want people to choose life. Now, you're saying George Bush did all these great things. Well, why do we still have a million abortions? Okay, and you're saying, well, he was blocked. Well, okay, he was blocked. Okay, those blocks don't go away. I mean, do you really think that if John McCain had won this last time around, that Roe v. Wade would be repealed tomorrow? Every state would criminalize abortion and no people would seek out illegal abortion?
Well, wait a minute, Professor. You don't know that every state would criminalize abortion.
Right.
You know as well as I do that the liberal states would be as legal as could be.
And that's part of the point, okay? Even if you criminalize it in some states, you'll go to others.
But isn't that where it should be, Professor, I would say, state by state? I'd be okay with that. I could live with that easily.
Okay, I'm not quite sure.
I think the decision ought to be made at the state legislature level, state by state, decide what they want to do about abortion.
Okay, well, I see what you're saying, but the point is then people can just go to other states.
Even
if you're right, okay, you still need something to get people to choose life, okay? And criminalization, just trying to force people, is not a particularly effective strategy.
I'd like to ask both of you just one parting question, and I thank you both for your time, and I'd like to start with Professor Williams. Professor, can you give me, being there at Notre Dame, seeing the president, what is the appeal of President Obama to Catholic voters that's paramount to you? What is it, given what the negative is, what is it that is so appealing?
You know, I thought it was so odd how there was all this negative reaction. Most of the world or most of the country just sees Barack Obama as this incredibly inspirational leader. I mean, they think this is somebody, you know, he's going to address, like, social concerns. He's going to address issues like health care. He's going to do something about these wars we've been in. He's a very inspirational person. Most of the world, or at least a majority of the country, sees him that way. But there's this much smaller group that just demonizes him. If you ask, what did we see in him, I'd say, what did the American people see in the last election? Pretty much the same thing.
Very good. Dr. Richard Williams, thank you so much. Thanks for coming on with us tonight.
Sure.